This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
He comes to us courtesy of Jibin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He's Daryl Reuter. Daryl, how are we doing?
What's happening, Jake?
Nothing much. I mean, we'll just start there. Obviously, we encourage people at promptly 11 o'clock to go listen, if they haven't already, to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, where you sat down with Governor DeWine. Daryl, compared to where you were before that conversation, what was your big takeaway, though?
Well, I mean, just the governor clarifying just how this this new sports gaming tax is going to work. There was a lot of thought out there by, sports betting fans that they were the ones being taxed. Their winnings would be taxed. And the governor made it clear that no, it is the companies that will be taxed and continued have been taxed, will continue to be taxed under this new plan. I think it's certainly a plan the Browns should really take a look at, but it certainly is a unique way to try and provide a solution for the never-ending need for stadium funding assistance, not just for the Browns, but for the Cavs, for the Guardians, the Reds, the Bengals, the Columbus Blue Jackets. You've got minor league teams across the state, of course, the Columbus Clippers, Akron Rubber Ducks. We have the Lake County Captains up here. There is a youth sports component involved in this fund that will be created should this get through the state legislature. Most importantly, this is a proposal. And the state legislature is, hammering the budget out and the details of the governor's proposal out. And that's going to take a couple of months here. But it does provide a unique opportunity to find ways to invest in these very expensive buildings without having to do what they did, frankly, for the Cleveland Guardians a couple years ago. They had to dip into the state general fund to come up with $2 million a year over 15 years to go towards the extensive renovation that the ballpark is currently undergoing. So, it's going to take some time here, but I do feel like it's a pretty unique proposal. And again, just an opportunity for the governor to offer his take on it.
Yeah, and Daryl, obviously, is still a long way out of getting this done and seeing the full picture of it. How much of an impact do you think it plays into the Browns legitimately getting a dome and having this entire thing done? Like a percentage difference, obviously, that's hard to put on it, but just a guesstimate at maybe what the difference might be, in your own opinion.
Well, actually, they could get more money from the state because under this proposal, and I wrote about this a couple of weeks ago. Under this proposal, right now the Browns are asking for $600 million from the state. They're asking for $178 million from the county, $422 million from the city of Brook Park to account for the $1.2 billion public contribution, but they're looking to basically bond tax revenue generated by the complex. Sales taxes, admissions taxes, parking taxes, income taxes, etc. And what the governor is saying, instead of, at least from the state contribution part, instead of bonding it, they can just kind of pay for this thing in cash, because they're projecting, the governor told me, around $150 million in annual income generated from these sports betting companies in tax revenue, additional tax revenue to go into this particular fund. Obviously, that's a lot of money, but when you're talking about billion-dollar stadium projects, not only up here, but you're talking in Cincinnati as well, and that money disappears in a heartbeat. It doesn't, you know, $150 million doesn't spend as slowly as it used to back in the day, but I don't know that it changes the Browns' approach very much. They obviously have things to work through as far as the litigation with the city of Cleveland, both at the city or at the county level, I should say, and at the federal level with the dueling pending lawsuits concerning the Modell Law. It was interesting to get the governor's take on that whole situation as well. He did his best to stay neutral, but you could tell the governor is a big fan of what the Browns have proposed for Brook Park. And the interesting thread to this proposal the governor has put in is that mixed-use development projects around stadiums and training facilities. Ring a bell? Browns are building District 46 next to their training facility in Berea, and then, of course, they're proposing to build a $1 billion privately financed mixed-use complex. Well, they could also apply for 40% of that. Well, if you apply, that's $400 million. 40% of a billion is $400 million, right? So they could turn around and take that extra $400 million that they got for the mixed-use development. Again, this is assuming that they get that. But just doing some fuzzy math here, they could put that toward the dome. And now guess what? You now no longer need the county's participation, and you could significantly lower Brook Park's participation in the project as well. You know what I'm saying? So if you get 40% for the dome, 40% for that mixed-use development. Oh, yeah, if you get 40%, you know, going toward the $200-plus million Berea development. But again, that's assuming they would get the max. And there is some bureaucracy involved here because part of this proposal is to create a commission that would then decide which stadium project gets which money.
Yeah, that gets real interesting. Again, Daryl on the It's Always Game Day and podcast. It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast. That's what we got there. Make sure you check it out. 11 o'clock promptly tonight is when you're going to want to listen. Or anytime tomorrow leading up to my show. It's perfectly fine. You can go check it out. But really good stuff. Good stuff out of Daryl and Governor DeWine there. All right, Daryl, over to the less fun conversation, I guess. Like, it's borderline more fun because it's going to be immediate, but also it's more of a probably negative. The reason in your eyes for Shedeur Sanders dropping in the draft as the combine rolled around.
What if I told you he's not dropping in the draft?
I would say that this is what I expect from you and what I also believe, but please continue.
It's called the media has found out what NFL teams really think about Shedeur Sanders. That's why he's quote-unquote dropping. He never dropped. The evaluation's the evaluation. It's just now been learned what the evaluation truly is. It was the media that was pumping it up and saying, oh, he's going to be number one pick in the draft or number two pick in the draft or top three pick in the draft. Team's going to trade up to go get him. Well, you notice that's kind of cooling off right now, right? Well, that's because everyone that went to the combine found out, yeah, teams aren't as crazy about Shedeur Sanders as, you know, the media made it out to be. Now, that's not to say he's not going to turn out to be a great player. Obviously, the Browns are doing their due diligence, but he's not dropping in the draft. It's just the media has found out what the NFL has evaluated, or how I should say, how the NFL has evaluated him.
Yeah, Daryl, I guess then that begs the question with Shador dropping out, and I know that you're more so, when it comes to the top of the draft, more of an anti-quarterback, go away from the quarterback, even trade back. But if you decide and you're the Browns that Cam Ward is the guy, are you considering then trading up to one? Go get him?
Go get him. If your evaluation, I, by the way, vehemently disagree with it, but my opinion doesn't matter. The only opinion matters is Andrew Berry's. And if Andrew Berry has decided or feels like that Cam Ward is the guy, he will be the guy that can come in here and transform this franchise, right? And is a transformational player. You go get the player. It's not hard. Again, I don't have to agree with it. It doesn't matter what I think. It's what Andrew Berry thinks. And if that's what he believes, then you go get the player. It's that simple. If you don't, well, you blow all the smoke between now and the draft that you love him, and if he's still there at two, someone comes up and gets him from you, and you get to pocket some very valuable picks, you know, to not take a player you didn't want to take to begin with, right? So, but yeah, if you feel that there's a guy that can change the course of your franchise and the trajectory of your franchise, you go get the guy. I don't think that Cam Ward is that guy. I think that he's, you know, I think he's got the potential to be a good player. I don't know that he's going to transform the Cleveland Browns, but again, my opinion don't matter. If Andrew Berry believes that, then you go get the player.
Daryl, do we have any idea what it would cost in today's game to move up from pick 2 to pick 1?
Probably 2 and 33. Maybe a little something on top of that.
That feels like a lot. Feels like they give it up the next pick.
Yeah.
Feels not great.
Yeah. It sure beats having to give up 233 in next year's first round pick. Do you want to do that?
I mean, no, I think the idea there was I wanted less.
I wanted
to give up less. Like a third round would have felt a lot better.
My bad. I totally misread that room. As I say it sarcastically, in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah, no, I just, like, there's not a ton to go off of. Like, we haven't had, I don't think, a team's traded from 2 to 1. I tried to very quickly look up if there was something last night when there was a little bit of this conversation. I want to say it was 1990, before I was born. Jeff George was the last time on a very quick, like, and it was two players and a future first.
I was in middle school in 1990. It's been a while.
Yeah, it was. Listen, I would reminisce with you, but I can't.
I think I was transcribing We Didn't Start the Fire for a history project.
Oh, yeah. It just doesn't happen. It'd be interesting. I just don't know that with the view that we've had on Cam Ward and Shador Sanders.
Look, if you think that that's the guy, then you go get the guy. It's that simple. But if you have doubts, well, then you stand your ground. And you blow a bunch of smoke and you try and get someone to come up, and then maybe you steal one of their valuable picks or two of their valuable picks, you know, for doing that. I mean, look, you're talking to a guy that wants next year's first round pick from either the Giants or Vegas to come get number 2. Giants would just have to move up one spot. Vegas has got to come up a couple spots, but you get my point. So I hope it wouldn't have to include next year's first round pick, just from the standpoint of, I think next year's first round pick is going to be really, really important to the Browns. But again, it's the most important position on the field. And if that's the guy that Andrew Berry has targeted and feels that he's going to come in here and do the unthinkable, and that's win football games with consistency here, then you go get the guy.
Mike Florio was on with Baskin and Phelps earlier.
Did he just write another Deshaun Watson article or something?
No, surprisingly, not the Deshaun article. No, not this time. But he did say that he threw out the idea that basically any team that drafts Shador Sanders, their head coach, might be signing their own pink slip because Deion could be trying to push his way into that coaching position to coach his son after. Are you on board or off board with that idea?
I don't think that Deion Sanders is pulling strings behind the scenes to get himself an NFL head coaching job.
Which, by the way, Daryl, we agree. So there's no, I've already publicly disagreed with this last segment, so don't feel bad if you disagree.
I guess congrats on the clicks. I guess that's all I'm going to say about that. Yeah,
I kind of how I felt.
I mean, look, there's no question. Like the Deion thing hovers in the background or whatever, but I kind of think that's a little bit of a positive for Shadur, right? I mean, he's dealt with distraction his whole football life, right? Because his dad, being the great Deion Sanders, you know, was successful at Jackson State, which is why they ended up at Colorado. And, you know, they certainly picked that program up. I'm not going to say that they returned it to glory, because in my view, I don't think Colorado's really accomplished anything. But it's been better. It's been better than what they've had there, right? I mean, it's kind of like the Cleveland Browns under Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. By no stretch of the imagination has it been great, but it's just been better than what has been here. So, yay?
Rats? it doesn't feel that great.
Golf clap? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so no, I don't know that I agree with that take that that Sanders is trying to manipulate it and, you know, sees the Browns potentially as maybe being vulnerable or something like that to making a chance. I'm going to respectfully disagree with that take.
Yeah, and like I said, we're on the same page, Daryl, so no big deal. Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland sports beat reporter with us, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. One of the stories coming out today, Sam Darnold not franchise tagged by the Vikings. So he could be available now. Obviously, there's still a window to operate there where the Vikings could relock him back up. But I don't want to look at this as a bold 2025 just projection here, because I think we know how that one goes. But if you sign Sam Darnold like a three-year deal with the idea that you're building this team up, by year three, is Sam Darnold good enough to have you over any sort of hump beyond make the playoffs?
Probably not. And if you're doing something like that, it's to turn it over to one of these kids you're going to draft, whether it's this year or next year or both, right? Because I do think that there's a chance the Browns draft not one but two quarterbacks, especially if they take one at two. Yeah, I think that they, you know, they draft a guy in the middle rounds too, along with having a bridge veteran. But again, it goes down. It's not about cash. It's about cap and what can they afford on the cap. And I think the franchise tag for quarterbacks this year was a little over $40 million, if I remember correctly. And they didn't franchise him, which means they don't value him at 40. Let's just say, for sake of discussion, let's go $10 million under that, okay? Let's say it's $30 million per year. So you're talking 3 years between $90 and $100 million contract for Sam Darnold. And again, we're just kind of just throwing numbers out into the ether just for giggles here. I don't know how the Browns make that work from a salary cap standpoint. Even with a lot of that money being signing bonus money, where you can, you know, stretch your obligation. And even if you put three voidable years at the end of the, like, at some point the salary cap bill does come due. I just don't know that the Browns can afford to bring in a quarterback for that kind of money. And that's why I've kind of honed in on paying real close attention to what happens with Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. If they move on from him, then you can get him from the veteran minimum and pretty much, I think, accomplish the same thing you would with Sam Darnold.
All right, Daryl, real quick, right before we get you out of here, did we see the Chase DeLauder news today?
Yeah.
Does he ever step on the field for the Cleveland Guardians?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's a sports hernia. He'll be back in 2.5 to 3 months.
But yeah, I don't think it was really the sports hernia alone that did it for me. It was the compiling like 3 years of injuries that he's been working off of more.
Yeah, he certainly had a tough road of it, but no, his career's not over by any stretch of the imagination, and I do think we see him at some point. Now, how good is he going to be? How productive will he be? Can he still be a cornerstone player for the Guardians? Those are fair questions. Those are, and I'm not saying your question isn't fair. Don't misunderstand me, but I think those are the questions that I ask. But no, I think we'll see him at some point in a Guardians uniform. I just don't know how productive and effective he's going to be.
As long as he doesn't Daniel Espino me, I'll feel good. I'll feel good. Oh, and I'll feel all right. Daryl, as always, good stuff out of you. Enjoy the Cavs game and enjoy the rest of your week.
You bet, Jake.
That was Daryl Ryder, our Browns and Cleveland sports beat reporter, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Jewelry store that Shador Sanders stock is dropping, it's obvious. The stock isn't actually dropping. It's not people becoming less fond of Shador Sanders in my eyes, more than it's the media sitting there catching up. It's not a complicated thing. The media, practically up to this point, has been scattered, trying to draw their conclusions on what they think NFL executives might be by piecing it together using draft analysts and everything else, trying to get an evaluation of, okay, where are people going to sit on Cam Ward and Shador Sanders? And the, I think, easy thing to do there, the simple thing and the safe thing, I'm not saying it's a bad move by them at all, but the safe move to do when you have these conversations is place Cam Ward and Shador Sanders in the same conversation. Say, okay, they're basically right now being viewed as quarterback 1A, 1B. Guy X might have a slight edge in that conversation, but we'll have them in a similar viewpoint right now. The reality is everybody got to Indy. You talk to teams and you talk to executives and GMs and everybody under the sun about how they feel, and you get a little bit of an inkling that, okay, maybe this entire thing the whole way was not, these guys are neck and neck, we'll take whoever we want. It's more turned into, yeah, we view Cam as the better quarterback. Now, where Shador ends up sliding, I think, varies across the board. We've known that's been the possibility here. But the consensus that it came away with is that a majority of these NFL teams feel that, yes, Cam Ward is the better quarterback when you compare him to Shador Sanders. Cam Ward is the guy that you place at the number one spot, and Shador comes after that. It is, for me, the realization that the NFL teams have had their decision made the entire time. This is how they felt. And you're just now starting to catch up. I want to get to a clip from Todd McShay on the McShay Show. Before we do, 216-474-0092. Let's talk to a different Todd. That is our good friend, Todd in Ward 1. What's going on, Todd?
Jake, I sure would have wanted to come in after Todd McShay. I'm serious. Just as soon as you said that, I was like, I should hang up right now. Oh, well. All right, well, you got me in now. I believe that the NFL teams that are in the top 10 right now have much greater needs than a rookie quarterback. Everybody that was watching the game, the Super Bowl, and the NFC Championship, saw that defensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles make such a big difference. And that offensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles make such a big difference. And where was Jalen Hurts drafted? Was he in the second round?
The second round, yep.
At the back end of the second round?
I want to say it was in the 50s off the top of my head, but I'm not all that sure. I think it was like middle of the second round.
Okay. So I know that dude's a 4.3 40 runner. I know that for sure. And they brag openly about how he squats over 600 pounds, okay? They need somebody that can move. Everybody needs somebody that can move. The Bears need somebody like that. The Bears made a bad pick in their rookie quarterback last year, not because he's a bad player, because they had a greater need. And the Browns have a greater need, a much greater need. So Shador's live. Cam Ward is live, too, and I have a bad feeling the Browns are going to make that mistake. But they need some old linemen. And some defensive linemen. And it would be great if they had a defensive lineman like Abdul Carter who could play the hell out of the linebacker position, too. They do not need a quarterback. Shador is live. But he can't do what some of these other dudes can do. And even if he could, he would still need a line like the Philadelphia Eagles had. Because even as good as Hurts was, he needed that line. And what's my man's name from the Commanders? He needed it, too. Do the Browns have it for you? No.
I would agree with you, and I think that to some point, Todd, you kind of hit the nail on the head there, and I appreciate the call. I think you nailed the point of that as good as Shador Sanders is or isn't, it doesn't really make a difference right now. If you're not one of those game-changing quarterbacks, if you're not Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, then yes, you need the pieces around you to be successful. This is not a knock to that guy. I think you could probably say something similar about Cam Ward too. I don't think that's crazy. I think that we're in the same conversation. But exact same boat. You need that to be there. You need a wide receiver core. You need a good run game. You need an offensive line in front of your guy to help him out. And right now, I think that's where you see Shador drop a lot. That if he's not better than Cam and we consider him worse, should we be pushing that to number two? Or does that positional value only hold so much weight? If there's a clear distinction, would we rather at that point go to Abdul Carter? We'd rather at that point go to Travis Hunter. And I think you see NFL execs sort of landing on the answer of no. I do want to get to what Todd McShay had to say, though, because he draws an interesting point. Because if I tell you there's no real reason for the drop, for Shador, he would tell you that maybe that's just not so clear, and that there was a reason that came out of the combine and why teams weren't in love with him. Audio courtesy here of the McShay Show. That's where it gets a little bit interesting here. If he is basically, I don't want to say sabotaging, but if he is pretty much sabotaging his own chances by not being a likable person and not taking his interviews professionally, well, that's a different conversation to be had. And the NFL execs listening there makes a difference. Because whether or not he's taking the conversation serious, I think plays into multiple things. One, who is he interviewing with? Because we know how Shador is. We know he wants to go at the top of the draft. And if he's talking with team number 18, he might not be taking it seriously. And also, is it just sort of the edge that Shador has in the way that he carries himself that is giving off this opinion? That Shador is just bringing Shador to the table, and maybe some people don't love that. The same way that some people don't like what Deion brings to the table and his attitude and the way he carries himself, maybe this could just be some people don't like the way that Shador is carrying himself. And it's different for me. Doesn't bother me in the slightest, but I could understand how maybe for some people that is a turnoff in trying to pick your franchise quarterback. Maybe not the thing that excites you the most. 216-474-0092. We'll get to some of your calls, Joe. I see you there. We'll get to you coming up in about 5 minutes as well. We'll ask the question as it relates to Sam Darnold and whether or not he gives you enough. Plus, maybe a little bit of an update from one of our very own, Andrew Hody, and the weekend that he had. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan. Deciding not to franchise tag him, which isn't crazy, by the way. The franchise tag is sitting right around $40 million. I don't think it's very surprising to anybody that they don't consider Sam Darnold maybe worth $40 million with J.J. McCarthy sitting on their roster. Yeah, again, just not something I'd consider all that wild. But before we get there, we have to talk to our good friend. We have to bring in Andrew Hody. Because, Hody, we teased this last week. I think it was Thursday. It was me, you, and James Bridges. We had brought up the idea that you were going to a singles event, an in-person singles event, which I was curious on because I had no idea how it worked. We got the confirmation. You were going to give us a live update on air. And now I ask you for that live update. How did your event go?
It went pretty well, actually.
Okay, so give me the layout of what, because I painted it as a speed dating event, and I've had my ears closed. You've talked to a couple of people at the station today about how it went. I've had my ears closed, but from the tidbits that I got, it wasn't really a speed dating event. It was different. So how was this thing set up?
It was set up a little differently. It was set up more so like a, you know, like an event where you just kind of go around and talk to people.
Yeah, sort of like just a...
Yeah.
It's like a social networking event.
A social networking event.
That's, so that's there was like like finger food, essentially, like little small appetizers, drinks, stuff like
not
that?
Not as much food. There was some drinks. Okay. Not as much food. There was some drinks, courtesy drinks, and then you also buy your own drinks. So that was nice. And then you just got to go around. You could play like little games and like try to figure out like a little bit about people. There was like little guessing games about who may have done this or who may have done that, and like life stories per se. So that was kind of fun. I didn't actually really partake in that. I just kind of went around and started talking to people. And that's kind of the big way to do it. You just go around, talk to people, and get to know one another.
Okay, so overall, would we consider this event a success or a non-successful? And I want a one-word answer here. Success or not a success?
I would say a success.
Okay, how many people did we talk to?
I believe I talked to a total of 25.
Not bad. Okay, those are good numbers. How many people were there, by the way? I guess that's an important question. Like, maybe you're not going to have the exact number, but like, ballpark.
Say probably about, I want to say, different people kept coming in and out. So I want to say probably at least 100.
Okay, that's a good number.
Probably a little more because people came in and out. But no. Yeah, I would say probably at least 100.
Okay, and do we have a success story? From here, did we get a number? I think James threw out the potential of a smooch. Did we get a number? Did we get somebody, a nice young lady to talk to?
I did not get a phone number, but someone else got a phone number from me.
Okay. All right. Anything from the phone number as to this point?
No.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's okay. When was this? Was Saturday?
This was a Friday night.
Friday night. 4 days removed. I won't lie to you and say it's great at this point, but 4 days, you know, give it a little space. Maybe she's playing hard to get.
I'm not that worried about it. I think it'll all be all right.
Okay. Well, Hody, overall, I'm glad that you had a good time. Again, I had no idea that these things existed, which is why I thought it was interesting. Because, again, I think at this point, like, we all assume it's pretty much dating apps. But the fact that you found one of these was very fun, very interesting.
Well, that's the thing, too. There's also a big group of people, such as myself, that are sick of dating apps.
I mean,
so.
I could definitely see that, but it's interesting. Hody, you'll have to keep me updated personally. Maybe everybody listening as well. If we get to anything else, I did hear you mention the potential of another one of these in the wings waiting.
Possibly down the line. We'll see. We'll see. I'll keep you posted.
All right.
Thank you for bringing me on.
Yeah. Very interesting. There you have it. Again, if something happens, we got to have the on-air update. We got to get to the bottom of Hody's dating life here because it just keeps progressing. But we do also have to talk a little bit about Sam Darnold and where we stand with what's going on between him and the Vikings at this rate. It's come to an interesting point because I think we all expected at some point that obviously the franchise tag was probably not going to come for Sam Darnold. So it makes sense that we've gotten here, but I just don't know how much interest Browns fans should really have in the idea that Darnold is going to come available. Like, is he really the guy that you're sitting there and just head over heels about as someone who the Browns could potentially bring in. Like, I think they'll do their due diligence, as they should. They should be sitting there having a conversation, taking a look at him. I just don't know if it should be their top option. It just doesn't really do it for me, because if I'm sitting here thinking about Sam Darnold, and we asked the question of Daryl at 8 as well, I sit here as somebody who thinks about it. Well, year one is unfair for Darnold, because I don't think he's going to bounce and look exactly the way he did with Minnesota, because I don't think any situation he goes to looks like that. Like, even by year three, I don't know that he really does it anything for me in terms of success and what the Browns could actually get to. But Albert Breer was on with Nick and JP earlier and just commented on the idea that Darnold could be available and laid out the idea of the entire situation. Albert laid out there too, plays into Darnold's favor here, that he doesn't get franchise tagged, because now he's going to be able to sign a long-term contract, which I imagine he's looking in that Baker Mayfield range, like a 3-year, $100 million deal. Makes sense in that respect. Again, as Albert says, that they don't franchise tag him because they figure he's going to be worth less. But I just don't know, one, if you're the Browns, where you're coming up with the money, how you would even get a guy that's worth $30 million a year and probably more than that onto the roster, given the cap situation and where you stand. I don't know how you get there. That is problem number one. You have to find a way to move around the money and get yourself into a position, which is probably going to have to come through freeing up money that you didn't have to want to have to, you know, move around, and you're going to be paying Sam Darnold 3 years after his contract's over. It's not great. You can't just keep kicking the can down the line when you don't have a true solution. Because next year, in what the Browns really need to look for is, are you going to be successful next year? And with Sam Darnold, my answer just comes down to no. What does he get you? What from his play last year, aside from winning 14 games, I understand that's a big feat, but his actual individual play, what do you see that says that's an elite quarterback? I see nothing out of Sam Darnold. I see a guy who sat there, learned behind a Shanahan, went into another great offense with a Kevin O'Connell, and played safe football. Didn't turn the ball over a ton, and he had a really good year. I'm not downplaying the year that Sam Darnold had here, but that's all it was. In reality, that's what it was. It was a good year. We see a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL have good years. Marcus Mariota, who we talked about on yesterday during the quarterback big board, has had a good year in the NFL. Doesn't mean he's a great quarterback. Doesn't mean I'm clamoring for him to be on my roster. And truly, it was the first good year that I think Sam Darnold has really played in his entire career. You go back, you look at the numbers, he never really played a good season for the Jets. Obviously, he only lasted 3 years there. He played 2 years with Carolina, which he was never even really a primary starter, threw more picks than he did touchdowns in his time there. I just don't know what we've seen from Sam Darnold this year that says, okay, now just stick him in any situation. He played one good year of football on a really good team, the really talented wide receiver core, a good running back, a strong offensive line, a good defense. The Vikings are good. That is a good team, hands down. And that now, all of a sudden, the guy who we knew as a borderline bust slash first-round pick to just a backup is supposed to be a franchise saver, a turnaround guy, or even a long-term bridge. To me, it really just comes down to now the guy that I see in Sam Darnold is someone who's going to get paid a lot of money that realistically isn't going to do anything for you in 2025. And that's the Browns' main concern, is what do you do for me next year? Which is why I think Sam Darnold, even if he wasn't worth a ridiculous amount of money, would not be atop the list. Would not be one of the main guys considered for the Browns here. And that's coming from somebody who has him at number 6 on the quarterback big board, which we're doing coming up in a little over 40 minutes. I have him ranked 6. It's just in a 1 year window, I don't see a lot getting done with Sam Darnold. And honestly, you can stretch it out to a three-year window. I still don't know how much you get done. To me, at best, he's pushed himself into the pinnacle of being, oh, he could be a really good bridge quarterback. I think the one-year window where you say, oh, he went and played for a Shanahan offense, that's great. He's completely revitalized now. He spent a year with Shanahan coaching him up and getting him to where he needs to be, and now all of a sudden he's a great quarterback. No, I think reality and where it stops is that he was on two really good football teams, one in which he was a backup, and then he also went to another strong quarterback coach, a really strong offensive mind, and he played well. He played really well in that system, and that's sort of where it cuts out. You take him out of that system, and you expect him to be good in a Stefanski offense, which, again, I have faith in. I think a Stefanski offense can still be very successful, and a quarterback like Darnold probably fits pretty well into it, but I also think you can get that quarterback for a lot cheaper than the Bucs got Baker Mayfield in a year where he had to prove it, where he had more to show for than Sam Darnold did across his entire career. If you're pushing him into Baker territory, feels a little premature for me. Like, Baker went out and had a 4,000-yard season and earned himself back into that spot. But don't forget, don't act like Baker wasn't already there. At some point in his career, he had two really good years with the Browns. Darnold didn't have that before. There was no, oh, this is going to be great. I think if you're going to get Sam Darnold, one, he's got to come in under $30 million a year, which I don't think is going to happen. The quarterback market is too desperate right now, and you're going to be looking at a desperate situation. And Darnold, to me, is a desperate of desperate moves. That's why, in my mind, he probably ends up with like an Indy who's going to be desperate to make a move, Vegas who would be desperate to make a move, and these feel right up their alley. Just don't make it the Browns. I can't live with that. That, to me, would be far worse than just about any other thing that you could do, because I know where that desperation comes from. And the money attached to it's really what makes the difference for me. All right, coming up in about 5 minutes, as we always do at 9 o'clock, it's Get a Grip, the quarterback big board coming to you at 9:40. A whole lot more, including reacting to the Cavs game when everything is said and done towards the end of the show. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here until 11 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.